RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I thought the defense did a good job of kind of picking themselves up off the mat. You know, I mean, those just too many big plays in the passing game, just crazy, you know, how did this happen kind of plays. We were a little on our heels, we were a little discombobulated there, and it was shocking. And we were all kind of shocked by it. So I thought, led by Roe and Kyle and those guys, they did a good job of kind of taking a deep breath, took a breath, got it figured out, and started playing a little better. I got to give Malik Willis a lot of credit. We had him in the pocket numerous times, you know, not, and he got out and made plays. That's probably the biggest thing. So, you know, all those things are things that they had to overcome, and I'm glad we did finally at the end.
It didn't take long for you to have to worry about how bad this Ravens defense was going to be. Let me take you to the very first Packers drive. So the Packers get the ball after the Ravens scoring a long touchdown. That's what I'm getting at. So he throws a 37-yard pass to Romeo Dobbs. A 40-yard pass. So then there's a penalty for too many men on the field and a penalty for a false start. Yep. So first and 20.
Yes.
And then he hits a Watson for 39 yards for a touchdown. Two-play drive, wide open, and Malik Willis carved this defense up basically the whole night. The Ravens caught a break. They got two turnovers. One, the ball was snapped and hit Willis in the face. And one was Clayton Tune throwing a tip ball interception. Otherwise, the Packers may still be scoring. The only thing I'll give the Ravens credit for, and I feel like it was a horrible play call, but fourth and one, Roquan shot the gap, made a play. I hated the call. Like, I'm looking at it real time going, why is he in the shotgun on fourth and one? But that's the only play the defense made the whole night. Beyond that, they stunk.
You got a $20 million middle linebacker who you will not use to spy any mobile quarterback in the NFL, but tell me this isn't absolute malfeasance by the GM. The GM's a fraud, okay? He has perpetrated a con on you. Nate Wiggins is the second most thrown. Take this abject failure out of it. You can look at the whole body of work of Nate Wiggins. He's the second most thrown on corner in the NFL this year. He's given up the fifth most passing yards of any corner in the NFL. He allows almost 10 yards per attempt against him. These are not underneath stuff. Three different Packers had catches of 20 yards or more on him. Four different Packers had first down catches on him. Five or six for 111 yards throwing at Wiggins from a backup quarterback. 18.5 per attempt. 17 air yards per attempt. He doesn't make plays on the ball. He's small. He can't tackle. He's an injury risk. He has no sense of zone whatsoever. And you've coupled him with Marlon Humphrey, who's probably the second worst starting corner in the NFL. He's the second worst starting corner in the NFL. So you got the guy in Marlon Humphrey who's allowed the second most plays of 20 yards or more in the NFL of any corner. And you got Nate, who's right there at number 11. Nate Wiggins hasn't played. He's played like a fifth-round pick. Not a first-round pick. And you got people in this town saying he's good, they're good. All these guys are stand-up guys. Oh, who would the MVP of the defense be? No, there is no MVP. The players suck. Kyle Hamilton is not a safety. He's a will linebacker who doesn't get sacks and doesn't dip the ball down at the line of scrimmage. He got thrown on twice in this game, 50 yards and a touchdown.
Alohi Gilman is one of the worst coverage safeties in the NFL. You traded a 10-sack guy to get a dude who was going to lose his job with the Chargers. Somehow this guy who they try to protect in coverage has allowed more passes of 20 yards or more than any safety in the NFL. He's terrible. The trade was terrible. The trade deadline was a fail. If you're going to build your defense through the draft, Mike Green needs to be a player. Nate Wiggins needs to be a player. Your middle linebacker cannot be an absolute liability week after week after week. They propagated a fraud on you. There are no blue chip players there. Kyle Hamilton is their most influential player. He is a great football player, but he'll never be able to help them downfield the way he should. For where he was drafted, when you take a guy that high, he needs to make plays on the football or he needs to make plays behind the line of scrimmage. He really can't do either because the rest of the defense sucks so much. He can only cover up so many holes at once. This kid, Willis, whenever he wanted to slip outside the pocket, destroyed you. There was no contain. There was no mush rush. He did whatever he wanted. If he doesn't leave with the shoulder injury, he might have run for 90 yards on them.
Scored a touchdown on the same play twice.
He did something that Favre and Rodgers never did there. Run for over 60 yards and throw for 285.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Those were two gunslingers, run as you throw, run around, athletic quarterbacks, Hall of Famers. Like, this kid barely practiced all week because he was sick and hurt, and everybody, they didn't know who they were going to play. And he gouged you from the first play of the game till the last he made. Like, it's a terrible defense with bad overpaid and overdrafted players. And it all points back to a general manager who is a fraud.
That's the conversation that we have a lot. When you put all of your assets in terms of draft capital and in terms of money into the back end, they got to be great, not good. They have to be great to elevate this defense because you're not going to get the pass rush because you don't pay for it and you don't use high draft picks on it. And Malik, especially since the Steelers game where Rodgers didn't complete a deep ball for a whole month and then on the first play. Deep to DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. It's been bombs away on this defense, especially since that point. And Willis, this is just on 20-plus air yard passes in that game Saturday. He was 6 of 7 for 197 yards and a touchdown. That's the third most deep passing yards by a quarterback in a game this season. It's nowhere near good enough. And you also had a repeat of the Patriots game where you did get some situations where it was third and long. You had a chance to go three and out immediately after the second half kickoff, and you're playing with momentum. It was third and 18. Yeah. Travis Jones just had a sack.
Yes.
And then you give it up, and you end up giving up a field goal on that drive.
It's a win when you give up a field goal, too.
Man, that's what it feels like right now. Yeah. But it the defense, and even spinning it ahead to Sunday, not having DK Metcalf, we saw how much that limited that Steelers offense. But with that being said, guys, we're talking heading into the Patriots game. Hey, there's really not guys you got to worry about there. Diggs is a little older. And it was still bombs away. So I can't tell you just because Metcalf
Scotty Miller's
going
to light him up.
Yeah. And if Calvin Austin comes back,
these dudes, the alleged best secondary in the league, their starting corners don't start on most good playoff. They don't see the field on good defenses. I'm not talking great defense. I'm talking good defense. They don't see the... They're on the bench.
They've had a confluence of events. Like, Marlon Humphrey was an all-pro last year. He's an all-pro last year. He stinks.
You got to self-scout. Yeah. You got to know when you paid enough to see enough that what's on the other side of this ain't going to be good enough.
I personally thought Wiggins was decent earlier this year. He's bad now.
He's had a terrible season.
I thought he played decent football early.
He's not a good corner. Yeah, they had a six-run stretch where they played non-NFL starting quarterbacks. He got picked on by good quarterbacks. They literally played six games where those dudes should be in the CFL. And then he got back to playing real quarterbacks, and there is a target on his back.
Well, there's a target on everyone's back because nobody can play. Like, you can pick your... This is the opposite of pick your poison.
This defense sucks so bad because the players suck so bad.
There's nobody
else. And Orr was a terrible hire.
Yes.
But this is a joke.
Yeah. Orr was a terrible hire.
This is on the GM. This is his baby 5,000%. These are him and his analytic nerds and what they believe in. And we're smarter than everybody else. And zigging when they're zagging. How can you build one of the worst secondaries in the NFL at the same time you have definitely the worst pass rush in the NFL? How's that possible?
Sometimes.
But you want him to hire a coach. You think he's going to be good at picking a coach.
Well, I think Steve's going to hire the coach, but
okay.
I do.
Start over.
Coming up next, it's six-pack time. We get two of them on a Monday after a game. Our six packs of observations. We start with the offensive observations next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers. Transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.